4 hours later, she's on a reformer in a Pilates studio in an upscale alley called Neil's Yard, the car and driver from Blue Ant waiting out on whatever street it is. The reformer is a very long, very low, vaguely ominous and Weimer-looking piece of spring-loaded furniture on which she now reclines, doing V position against the footrail at the end. The padded platform she rests on wheels back and forth along tracks of angle iron within the frame, springs twanging softly. 10 of these, 10 toes, 10 from the heels. In New York, she does this at a fitness center frequented by dance professionals, but here in Neil's Yard this morning, she seems to be the sole client. The place is only recently opened, apparently, and perhaps this sort of thing is not yet so popular here. There's that mirror world ingestion of archaic substances, she thinks. People smoke and drink as though it were good for you and seem to be in some sort of honeymoon phase with cocaine. Heroin, she's read, is cheaper here than it's ever been. The market's still glutted by the initial dumping of Afghani opium supplies. Done with her toes, she changes to heels, craning her neck to be certain her feet are correctly aligned. She likes Pilates because it isn't, in the way she thinks of yoga, meditative. You have to keep your eyes open, hear, and pay attention. That concentration counters the anxiety she feels now, the pre-job jitters she hasn't experienced in a while. She's here on Blue Ant's ticket, relatively tiny in terms of permanent staff, globally distributed, more post-geographic than multinational. The agency has, from the beginning, billed itself as a high-speed, low-drag life form in an advertising ecology of lumbering herbivores. Or perhaps as some non-carbon-based life form, entirely sprung from the smooth and ironic brow of its founder, Hubertus Bigend, a nominal Belgian who looks like Tom Cruise on a diet of virgin's blood and truffled chocolates. The only thing Case enjoys about Big End is that he seems to have no sense at all that his name might seem ridiculous to anyone, ever. Otherwise, she would find him even more unbearable than she already does. It's entirely personal, though at one remove. Still doing heels, she checks her watch, a Korean clone of an old-school Casio G-Shock, its plastic case sanded free of logos with a scrap of Japanese microabrasive. She is due in Blue Ant's Soho office in 50 minutes. She drapes a pair of limp green foam pads over the footrail, carefully positions her feet, lifts them on invisible stiletto heels, and begins her 10 prehensile.